This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show this morning on a Sunday morning. Cold front approaching. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, Boyd's One Stop, and Bayou City Angler. All right, looking at Galveston this morning, 71 down on the island. And then today they're calling for partly cloudy and windy. High of 73, winds will be north at 25 to 35 with higher wind gusts possible whenever it gets here. And then for tonight, clear and windy again with a low of 46, north winds 25 to 35. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of only 59, north winds 15 to 25. And higher wind gusts possible, so it's going to have a little breeze in it the way it's looking right now. Tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We have a low coming up at 12:42 p.m. It's a negative 0.3 coming off a 2.0 yesterday evening. And then a high tonight at 10:17 p.m. It's a 1.9. Sunrise this morning, 6:39 a.m. That's in the Houston, Galveston area. And 5:27 p.m. will be sunset. Our moon phase is 85%. And looking at current conditions around the complex, the winds are finally switching over to the north, a little west-northwest in them. 3 to 5 in Galveston, 3 to 6 at Eagle Point, and west-northwest 6 to 8 miles an hour up at Morgan's Point. And temperatures across the board are about 72 to 73 degrees. As this front starts easing its way into the coastline. So, looks like a back burner day. Duck hunters ought to have a good shoot. Birds ought to want to sit down when those winds hit about 35. That'll put them on a pond. All right, well, let's run down Port O'Connor way now, and let's check in with Captain Kim Golden this morning. We didn't get to talk to her last week. She was on a fishing vacation, but let's hear about it. Good morning, Kim. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm outstanding. How are you today?
Oh, man, it's all good. It's my Friday.
I understand. Well, that's great. Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. Here. Everybody's going, where's Kim? Where's Kim?
They were texting my gosh.
I said, oh, she's fishing. She's on vacation. She's out of the country.
Yes, I was. Had a great trip. Of course, this is not what we're here to talk about, but did have a great trip. It can't beat a hot striped marlin surface bite, and that's what we had. Here's to good friends.
Cool.
They'll call you when it's good, because that's a big part of the equation. So
where did you go?
Well, I went down to Baja to fish the Baja Peninsula. We went out of Cabo, headed north, and just one of those experiences when you leave, you know, everybody on the boat's going to be forever connected. Just some amazing things. Started with seeing some humpback whales, and then had a little bit of a bite, and then just noon they went to feeding on top, pushing the bait balls up, and they're on top. And at one point, it wasn't pods, it was acres, of them on top. And we just, it's just one of those things, you know, you've seen stuff out on the water and you know, hey, I don't know if I'm going to see this again. Pay attention. So,
That's it. Cherish it while you got it. That's
pretty
cool.
While you've got it. While you've got it. And then to enjoy it with friends, just like any fishing, to enjoy it with the friends and the people that you care about is just a bonus. Just a bonus.
Awesome.
But as far as Port O'Connor goes, I felt like when I came to visit you, I was a broken record. I just talked about all the water and all the grass because that was the reality of what we were fishing with. And I'm happy to report the grass has moved on. We've had a couple of flushings since I've talked to you last, and the fishing reflects it. I don't have a whole lot. I have a little bit of trout fishing to tell you about, but I'll tell you what. We set up on a trout wade, and those reds are schooled up and popping up high on the flat, and I can't keep anybody in the trout wade. Everybody wants to go and sight cast.
No, it's kind of hard to turn down. They see that going on. They're going to it.
You're going to go to it. So short trout feedback, we have them, and there's some nice ones starting to show up. Nothing huge in my neck of the woods. Others may have, but I've seen them up to, close to around 4 pounds, a little chunky. Starting to show up with a little bit of size where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to be. But the schooling reds stealing the show. We have these big drops, when our tide would fall out, and it's falling out with the pull of the moon pretty hard and fast right now. And as soon as that water comes off those flats higher and they all school up around the edge, I mean, it's just fun. I had an angler, just a few days ago, that he probably never moved more than 25 feet in an hour and a half, and he stopped counting at 30.
Wow.
That he had stuck. I mean, of course, as a guy, to have an angler come back from that just whipped is the best feeling, the best feeling in the world. The look on their face, just the whole vibe, and He said, I've never done anything like that. It's just that time of year when they just get in a gut or get in a vein or right on the drop off. And I guess they were just sitting there letting that water pull that bait off right into their mouth. They didn't have any reason to leave.
Probably so. I mean, he had no reason to move, and the redfish didn't either, sounds like.
He caught every one of them. For both of them. He caught every one of them on a silver spoon, every single one of them.
They actually still work, just nobody throws spoons anymore. I mean, it's
nobody throws them.
No.
And they work, and they're fun.
Yeah, spoon fishing's good. I mean, that's what we had to do back in the late 70s, early 80s. We didn't have all this versatility, all these different baits to throw. We basically had spoons and mirror lures and, man, maybe a Boone soft plastic shrimp tail. That was about it back then.
Oh, y'all had a lot, because we had, my family, we had a little less. You always got a cast net. If you wanted to catch your own bait, you could, and I was really bad at it, so I never did it. Or you got a couple of spoons and maybe like a plastic from the bass arsenal that lived in the toolbox. We fished on the tanks and stuff, but no, we didn't have a lot, and don't lose it either, because there might not be another one. So we would fish with that, and I don't recall ever wanting anything else. Of course, I was young, and you just fish with what you're handed. But worked great. We caught all of the different things on them. And they weren't even saltwater ones back then.
we thought it was something because you had all these different spoons. I mean, They had the silver one they came out with the chartreuse tapes and tape on it with red dots.
Yes.
And all that, and all the different bucktails. And those bucktails back then were made out of real horsehair. And
right.
Then they came out with the teasers for spoons. And then you had your bronze spoon, a gold spoon.
Yes.
And, well, I remember one year, it was 82, 83, in the fall, a bronze spoon, a quarter-ounce bronze spoon, was the ticket. I mean, for whatever reason, gold was okay, silver was okay, but bronze was the ticket. Weird.
It was a good one. Interesting. I haven't even had a bronze one in my arsenal in a while. I do carry some because every now and then somebody will get on the boat and say, man, I wish I had a spoon. I'm like, I got you. I got you right here.
They work.
So,
they actually
they work
do.
Good. And they're easy and they're fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's just easy and fun, and I like to keep things simple. Simple does still work. So,
well, with customers, yeah. that's the ticket is, I mean, they don't know how to finesse like we do and do different weird things with baits and all that. And, man, when you can put them on something on like a paddle tail, soft plastic, or a spoon, and they just wind it in and catch fish all day, that's pretty easy
for us. That's
fun.
It's fun for me, you know.
Well, yeah, for all of us, catching fish is the name of the game, huh?
That's right. That's
whatever
right.
works.
I really don't have my heart set on any one way. I just want whatever way they're going to buy it. So,
right.
So anyway, sometimes they're a little harder to convince. We had one day in particular. I had a group, and I had everybody on board had a fly rod with them and a conventional, and I had two of them had pulling skiff on my flank and two of the anglers in that, and then two of us in my boat, and we set up in an area large enough for all of us to work, and collectively we agreed we saw no less than 400 reds on that morning on that flat. Just unbelievable. Just real, and just the whole nine yards. And I've heard it was in other areas too, not just where we are. The water just fell out so much, I didn't have a choice. Finally they had to come out with it. Just really fun to see them, really fun. And there's some other areas that kind of pop on my head immediately where I always seem to see them when the water, you know, falls out like that. There's a couple of points we've had that when it fell off, you know, they just like you would expect, they just ease right down along the edge, and it's just they just make it easy for you as long as you stay in that lane.
What are these reds schooling on in their shallow? Are they chasing shrimp or shad or what?
Little bitty shrimp.
Yeah.
Little bitty shrimp flying out. Now, they're eating other stuff, too, but there is little tiny shrimp flying out, or there was, flying out of the water. Now, whether or not we'll see what happens after this front. But everyone that comes, I'm like, here's the doors open. Come on, because it's just going to get better and better and better. Now, I wouldn't want to be out there today. We're gonna let them have it. We're not that mad at them today.
They'll pass over on that one.
We are. We're going to let them have it today. But then I think once, you know, it's the warm-up. Gosh, it's just straight gold. It's a good time to be fishing. Good time to be fishing.
November, December are really good months that people can get the time to go do it. And
everybody's busy, they're
either duck hunting, fishing, deer hunting, quail hunting, whatever. There's a lot going on right now.
There's a lot to do right now. A lot to do. But it's just going to get better and better.
You know, with this blow, we're going to get a good drop in tides. You know, as strong as this wind's going to hang on for 2 days, and whatever shrimp's in the marsh is going to dump this time. And man, it may get real nasty after this front. Fishing wise,
we had that this last one. It's been a little bit. Really took the water out, just impressively. So it always, I know it's coming, but it always seems to make an impression on me just how much of a change it is. And then the full moon tides brought it, and southerly wind brought it right back in, and now we're fixing to flush it out again. Just all these things together, my goodness, they're going to make for a nice fall and early winter fishing. And all of our stuff is still strong, not just the type of fishing I do. The gentlemen that fish and out at the jetties in the deeper water, they're still getting, you know, the big red subsurface fairly
same
easily.
Here.
Before the flounder season closed, the giggers were doing great. I had lots of guests that were on their way to a flounder trip that evening, and said that they got a lot of flounder. Just everything's been good.
Yeah, it's a good time of year. Let me knock this break out, Kim. I'll come right back at you. Hang with me a second.
All right,
hang on. All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's right in Matagorda, Texas, a premier hunting and fishing destination. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, Kim, we're back. Thanks for holding.
Yes, thank you. I was just thinking while it was going on the break, thinking about this front that's coming and what's coming up and kind of what we'll focus on based on what I've seen. I think if I were fishing on the back end of this cool front, I'd focus on that deep water attached to these flats where these fish have been.
Right.
I think something low and slow down there might get you an offer, if not quite a few offers. But I think the warm-up, they'll come right back up. I think they'll come right back up on it again. I don't think our water will be cool enough to send them back over the soft stuff just yet. So I think we still have some opportunity coming our way, maybe some really good opportunity coming our way here pretty quick. It's going to be good. It's going to be good this week. Coming up to off the full moon, up to a new moon. Even our bite, because I fished the day after the full moon and every now and then it's better than what you think it might be. Sometimes after a full moon, probably like most of your listeners, we will grind a little. But we didn't have that after this last one. I guess the other conditions were just strong enough that it overpowered that mindset, which is good. I like that it did. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think we're all in store for it. We have a good week ahead of us. I sure do. Maybe I may not be able to sell as many topwaters on the cool mornings, but I bet anything subsurface will get the job done.
Oh, yeah. And the topwaters have been, that's been hit or miss. One day they'll crush them, go crazy on them. Next day they won't. But jerkbaits are working real good right now.
Real good. Yes.
Little subsurface jerkbaits that float, and you can take them down, stop them, let them float back up. The trout have been responding to those really well in the last, 7 or 8 days around here.
I think I've started to kind of put me a wade box together for moving forward. Just have some different things in there, and I have some Texas Custom Lure Double D's, a couple of them in there for that particular purpose. That's just
good choice.
It's such a unique action on the lure, and I think I know a lot of people use it and catch fish on it, but I still believe it's slightly underrated. It's just a great lure, and a good trout bite on a Double D is just so much fun. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, this time of year, you're talking Double Ds, soft dines, mirror dines.
Yes. And then the shallow divers.
Corkies.
Yes.
Corky devils, fat boys. I mean, hey, what?
All of that.
This time of year, everybody, whatever they like to throw, it's going to work.
A mirror lure has a new lure out. It's a and you may have fished with them in your guest may have already
seen
them.
Yeah, the Duke
them.
Dog. You talking about that one, the kind of spitting image looking type bait?
Now that's a really good lure, but the ones they just sent out they're shallow divers, so they're like their soft lines, but they don't descend as far as a soft line, so they only go a little bit, and then you can bring it back up to the surface, so it stays right up there in the top of the water column. And while I have not had the pleasure of fishing with one yet, I have some of them at home. They are right there ready to be called. So I have a feeling they'll get some playtime here pretty quick. I can't imagine. It's something new for them, and I can't imagine it's not going to be killer. So, I'm looking forward to that.
What's the shape of the bait? Is it a wide body bait, or is it narrow, or, like a regular mirror lure, or what?
It's the exact shape of like a soft dine, but instead the soft dine will descend, as low as you want in the water column. This one has more the action of, it goes down a little shallow and then comes right back up, goes down a little shallow and comes right back up.
Kind of like a 7M mirror lure will do when you walk it.
Yes. So you can keep it really good for working, above grass beds or above grass lines. You can keep it kind of right there hovering. Right over it without having to wear your arm out to keep it there.
Got you.
So it just makes a nice presentation. Yeah, I feel like those are sure enough going to get some playtime this winter. Going to be a good lure. But you're right. Those little and those ones that you can bang them down a little and they ascend. Boy, that's a cool presentation right there.
I love that kind of fishing. Cool. That's what I always liked about the straight back and the broken back red fins, and we used to throw a lot of them. We had a lot of big fish. That was a big trout bait. Caught big fish with it, man.
Oh, my goodness. And I have a few.
and a lot of people didn't like throwing that straight back. You had to know how to throw it. It was real critical on timing on your release. And,
sure.
You know, with the tip of the rod and your thumb off the spool, you couldn't get the distance out of it like you could the broken back or other baits. But once you learn how to throw it and throw it properly and get it out there far enough and then go to banging on it on the way back, getting it sideways and all crooked, those trout could not resist that. It was
unbelievable. I bet that's right. But it just makes me want to get a hold of one and go, well, maybe not right now, but later in the morning, maybe.
Well, Hillman had some guy in the boat with him the other day, and they were using Lee's and hot rods and stuff like that and other jerk baits, spitting images and catching trout on them. And he reached in his box and pulled out an old broken back Redfin, World War II, and man, from way back, and he started smoking them on it, so.
Oh, nice.
That's fun. That's a lot of fun.
That is fun.
That's what's good about this time of year. You can experiment. And, you know, some guys are just set in their ways. I know guys that throw corkies year-round. They don't even they're just corky freaks. And they'll throw them all summer long and all winter and never get off of them. All these baits work. It's just we become so spoiled. We just pick certain times of year. Oh man, it's corky season. Well, it's really corky season all year if you use them.
That's right. And they will work all year long. You're exactly right. I have a text exchange with my anglers from the other day when it was just the redfish and sight casting was insane, and right. They were asking before they got there about what do we need to bring exactly, and I was giving them some ideas, and I think my last text in is bring how you like to catch them, because I have a feeling they're probably going to take you up on it. And so they're like, okay, cool, and everybody out on the flat fishing with something different, and everybody's catching.
Yeah, that's when it's that's big time. That's when
it's
you know
it's good
right.
Stuff. It's good stuff. And you know, and like you mentioned, there's a lot of ways to do this, and everyone should get to do it how they want to.
Sure.
It's just that simple. It's supposed to be fun, and fishing is supposed to be fun. So you should get to do it however you want to.
You know, and you get that, they show up and go, well, what do you think I ought to throw? I said, well, what are you good at? What do you like
that's
to throw
it.
And that you're good with? Well, throw that. It's good to work. You get in front
everybody,
of fish, they'll eat it, man.
That's right. Everybody has a confidence lure. Even myself, if I'm being honest, and this happens in the winter sometimes.
Right.
You know, I'll build my box the night before, and it's just beautiful. I mean, just, you know, to me, it's better than a bouquet of flowers. I mean, it's just beautiful. It has all these lures in it, and I get out there, and I'm going to get one on every one of them, and I get a little bit into my day, and all of a sudden, I'm just not feeling, I'm not feeling it anymore. And I have a confidence go-to lure. We strip it all back down and we put that lure back on and then we start building it right back up till I can find where in the water column, where my bite is. And, but there's just so much to choose from. Sometimes it can feel a little bit overwhelming. So when I hear of somebody, like you mentioned, that is dead set on throwing corkies all year, good for you. Because you know what? You're probably an expert on how to work it in presentation and profile over color all day long. Now, lure companies might not like to hear me say that, but I do say it. And, and I believe it. Presentation and profile. Presentation is everything. If it doesn't look right, then I'm going to have anything to do with it.
Got to fool them, not feed them, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
you get you a nice lure box together of this is what I'm going to kill them on in the morning. And you get out of the boat and you end up fishing with one lure.
That's it.
You know, you don't change over because you're nuking them on one bait. And that's the bait you had tied on your rod to get out of the boat. And you carried that box
that's
of
exactly
lures
right.
around with you all day and never used any of them.
Yeah, and if I'm further being honest, sometimes that one lure that I'm always getting them on that I got out of the boat with was probably on there the day before and was probably getting them in.
Exactly.
So you're exactly, there's a reason there's a particular lure on the end of my rod a lot because it works. And everybody has one. And going back to what you said, when I'm asked all the time, what's the best thing to throw? The one you have the most confidence in.
That's it.
Energy is everything. And the next thing you need to do is believe you're going to get one. That's it. Just you need to believe. I've seen waiters in the wait line, and I've had some that get out saying, I'm going to kill it. And some getting out going, man, the last three times I haven't caught anything. It's just not my year. I can tell you right now who's going to get them.
Mm-hmm. It's not negative people do not catch fish.
No, that energy just feeds down through everything. Just that, and that's something absolutely anyone can control. There's a lot of things that we sort through and fish through, and some of them do require elevated skills, like you said. You know, or just sometimes they just get in the way where that's just how it is. But yeah, believing that you'll do it, believing that you're going to get them. That's within your control, and it matters. It sure does. I see it all the time. I don't step out of the boat. I know sometimes I'll pull up somewhere and we'll be visiting about it, and somebody will say, so you think there's some fish here? Well, sure I do, or I wouldn't have pulled this boat up here.
I wouldn't have stopped.
I wouldn't have stopped, and I don't ever step out without feeling like I'm going to get them. Now, do I get them every time? No. But they're going to have to get really snooty if they're going to get by me. I mean, that's just my attitude. Like, I'm here to get what's here to be gotten. And sometimes it's a flat full of fish, and sometimes it's a couple of bites. Just depends. Everything is relative.
It is.
Everything's relative.
You're so right about that.
But at the end of the day, it's supposed to be fun. We're supposed to have fun. So I do think that's important too.
Yes, I'm with you. All right, Kim. I got to run. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and hooking up with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
That would be great. All my information's on my website. The website is portoconnorfishingtrip.com. It'll tell you everything you need to know. And we have some good stuff coming up. So if you've got a little time and you want to chase some on these warm-ups, holler.
You got it. You have a good Sunday, and appreciate all the good input. I'll talk to you next week, Kim. You take care.
Thank you, Mickey. Same to you and to your listeners. Thank you for having me, and I'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Have a good
one.
Okay. See you now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market is a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention their fantastic processing facility. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing that's available on their fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And right now, before it's too late, they're now taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. Folks, these are really good, so order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. 11 to 13-pound average weight. It makes a meal for 8 to 10 people. And their wild game processing facility, full swing. They never close. They're open year-round. 3-lane drop-off system, so don't worry about them being too busy. They get you in and out in a flash. And great packaging. They track your game through the entire process. That assures you you're going to get back the meat you took good care of. And the Belleville's been celebrating 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:34 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Freeport Way and check in with Captain Jeff Naylor this morning. See what's up. Naylor, what's going on?
What's up, Captain Mickey? How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm hanging out, brother. What are you doing?
Yeah, we got on the boat with my buddy Cole and Lee Potter, and they're actually just showed up. So they showed up a little early, so they got a chance to get on. We're gonna go do some duck hunting this morning here in Rockport, and you know, the boys were just pulled up. They told me, man, you know, that it was supposed to be blowing like 50, you know, right now, and then all of a sudden it's just it's like dead calm.
It's on the way, buddy.
So we're kind of planning on bird hunting, you know, but down here they do a lot of, you know, gigging. They have a flounder boat, so we, you know, do a little blasting cast or blasting stab, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, you know, I mean, the duck reports I'm getting so far, you know, are kind of 50-50. Few people are finding some birds, few people aren't, you know. And these guys down here apparently have fell on some good redheads and what? Cole, what'd you get? A few goose yesterday?
Yeah, we actually got a goose the other day in the bay, but we've been getting a lot of pintails and redheads, occasional widgeon, and one hunt we had like quite a few teal also. Yeah. It's been awesome. A pretty good variety of birds down here.
Yeah.
What are y'all hunting, the bay or the marsh?
The bay.
Yeah, I like bay hunting. That's good stuff down there. Good clean hunting.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, water's beautiful too. It's like sitting just in the little marina, there's grass laid up everywhere. I mean this is Rockport fishing hunting stuff, you know. Beautiful thing. You know, I tell you what, overall, the reports, fishing reports offshore and otherwise, it's been like either you get a hit or a home run. That's it. You know,
yeah.
The report last week with the floaters was really good. It was plenty of yellowfin, and then even a few marlin were around still, which is really a good sign. So we might actually have marlin up until the springtime. That would be dynamite, probably doubtful, but... but yeah, and then of course, the duck hunting has kind of been 50-50. And then, I don't know what else you guys been catching down here. Y'all been doing any, bay fishing or anything like that?
Yeah, we've been doing quite a bit of bay fishing and stuff like that. And of course the flounder gigging is closed right now, but, we've been doing a lot of like drum and sheephead gigging. It's fun to get out there and do that, because you can also scoop up crabs and stuff. It's still a lot of stuff to do, even though you can't gig flounder.
Right.
But the fishing has been pretty good. A lot of redfish biting right now. We've been actually fishing around the jetties a little bit and stuff. There's always tarpon by the Port A jetties and stuff. Everyone knows that. But it's been pretty good.
That's good to hear, man. That's
yeah.
Man, the redfish have been, man, the bull red runs lasted forever this year, you know, along the beachfront and jetties and all that, even up in the bay. You know, we have all those big bulls roaming our way, but it, I just got through talking to Kim Golden in Port O'Connor, and their red fishing's just nuts on the flats right now. They're just schooling like crazy in shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slot oh, yeah. beds.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's so, you know, and usually you don't, is this the first time, are y'all going to be down here in Rockport this whole season, or are y'all going back and forth a lot, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I still go back and forth a little bit, but I'm for the most part going to be doing most of our stuff down here in Rockport all the way till the end of the season. And I mean, even back at home with like Mickey was saying, the bull reds are running pretty good, even in Freeport, any kind of anywhere around the jetties and stuff too. We do a lot of trips like that in Freeport also, but it's still really good right now. It really is.
Yeah, Cole, where do you live? Where do you mostly, you know, hang out at? Where are you from? Where do you live?
We live in Freeport, and we fish out of Surfside, Texas.
I got you.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah.
Well, I know your this dad is quite well. He used to wrap some really super good rods for me back in the day.
How you doing, Mickey? It's Leaf.
Hey, Leaf. What's up, buddy? How you been, man?
Hey. Pretty good. Cole over here is my son, man. He's kind of my number one captain these days, so I'm on
sounds
the standby.
Like
I'm out there.
Sounds like you got a keeper, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty good deal. I'm pretty blessed with this, having him help me out in this operation.
You missed the rod stuff in a day, or is that?
No, it was good
not,
when it was
man.
There.
We used
you know?
To drive him crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys would come. That's what spawned me off on doing what I do, watching these guys come in and getting all their stuff and rods and stuff. I said, man, I need to be that guy. So
yeah,
that's how it turned out.
You know what? So how I got into guy or fishing in general, really, is Dave Cudon. And Dave Cudon used to guide out of here.
He
also used to be an all-star.
He was.
And he used to give me a bunch of your rods. You know, he'd give me like, one out of every little bass or something he would get, you know, and I'd go try to break them, and but that's how it's kind of all kind of weird how everything kind of goes full circle, you know what I mean? But I mean, times have changed nowadays. I mean, rod wise, Jesus, man. I mean, golly, you know, I went to Tackle Town last night in Rockport. Yeah. It's like two whole aisles of rod, you know what I mean? Custom rods. This is ridiculous. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for fishing, I guess, in general. But, you know, I'd hate to be like a rod company right now. It's like feast or fathom. I mean, that's it. I used to love those All-Star rods, man. I had an 8-foot rod that I loved for the surf, and nobody else made them. Even after Castaway kind of came up and, you know, All-Stars kind of faded away a little bit, I can never find another 8-foot, you know. Yeah. Bay rod, or excuse me, surf rod like that. But, yeah, I don't know, man. We're doing what we can out here. We're going to, we're going to end up trying to probably do a little gigging since the wind's so calm this morning. But, you know, maybe hopefully after it picks up, whenever it picks up, those birds will start moving around a little bit. And they, you know, Leaf was just telling me right before I got on, he said, man, you know, whenever it's like warm and super calm, they don't hardly move at all down here. But when it gets a little bit of windy, or, you know, it starts cooling off, or, you know, right in front of a cold front, of course, they'll come out in drones.
Yeah,
so
it's headed towards the coast. I mean, you're going to have a probably 12, 14 mile an hour wind here in a little bit. And then I'm looking up through the state. There's some 22s and 12s, 14s. So it's coming.
Yeah.
They're calling for a super hard blow, 25, 35 higher wind gusts too. So
yeah, it's not going to be a fun ride back. I know that much.
Probably not. I mean, that's part of duck hunting, you know. Leaf, you and Cole, how are y'all duck hunting? Are y'all hunting out of hot dog stands? Or are you hitting the banks and just brushing up and sitting on milk crates? Or what kind of bay hunting?
We got a few blinds established out here that we built.
You?
So we're running out of a blind.
That's what I call hot dog stands, because I used to hunt around the Port O'Connor area, you know, in the Midcoast, and we used to call them hot dog stands, conventional blinds, and we just built out water around shell water and all.
That's pretty much what we do. We just got established blinds and get down there and get some nice seats and sit down and wait them out most of the time, but it's been a pretty good shoot lately.
Yeah, a lot of people come from up north to hunt with us down there on the Midcoast, and the first thing they wanted was a redhead drake, and then a bull sprig, and boy, you get them those two, they were so happy, because they don't get those ducks up there like that in the Northeast.
Oh yeah, man, I had a rough time just killing redheads in Freeport. You know, I had tons of them, but you just, you know, you'd have to be the right spot at the right time. You know, it's kind of an anomaly. I tell you what, one year, about probably in 2005, 2006, hooded McGansers like crazy. I mean, it was hooded McGansers, the ones with the white and the big crest, right?
Yeah. Got that little crown on their head and that old nasty beak on them, glass minnow eating fish eating ducks. Yeah. I bet those fish taste eaters. I bet a coot's better than those are eating wise. Boy, this hardhead tastes like he's been eating hardheads.
But they sure are pretty, man. And there was a bunch of them, man. There were just tons of them. You know, there's a ton of them in the marsh. And anyways, reminiscing. But if the weather cleans up a little bit next week, we'll probably head offshore. We still gotta get a couple of marlin points left, so we're hoping we can get out there before all of them go away. And you know, there was a few, like I said, there's some pretty decent size yellowfins being caught out at the floaters. They're, you know, not the 100-plus pound giants, but you know, they're 90s 80s, which is that's clean fish. Actually, I prefer those over the 100-pounders.
Oh, yeah,
really,
those are perfect.
150-pounders. Yep. But, that's kind of where we're at. I mean, that's what we're shooting for anyways. How long, you guys, y'all have openings right now? Y'all pretty open?
Yeah, we're pretty open.
Yeah, we got quite a few weekdays open. Our weekends are filling up pretty good. But we got plenty of weekdays open.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Well, that's good.
Where do you mostly hunt at, Cole? The Rockport area for your duck hunting?
Yes, sir. And Rockport, that's the big area we really hunt. We hunt all over the bay. I mean, really anywhere around Aransas Bay, even kind of heading down towards the Lydian Channel and all that.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Lydian Channel. Well, I've taken a few boat rides down that channel in the past.
Yeah.
Like for a lot of these ducks, I know the diver ducks, when we used to hunt them down there, they really like points, man. If you get a little shoreline, like a long swooping shoreline with a point that comes out, you couldn't beat the redheads and the bluebills off.
Absolutely.
They love points.
Yeah, all the divers like that stuff. You know, if you're hunting like the edge of the bay, you'll see bufflehead come by too. We have a lot of hunts where you see a lot of buffleheads hunting points like that, and like the just kind of out, coming out far, stretching far out into the bay.
Right.
Those buffleheads will swing by too.
Diver ducks.
We hunt a lot of back lakes too. That's probably what we're gonna hunt today if this wind starts getting it. That's where the pintails are been hanging out lately.
Man, I'll tell you, those sprigs down there get so beautiful.
They've
been sitting on the bay for a while and they get that rusty breast on them, you know. That's cool.
Yeah,
on the hard water.
Yep. It really is. If someone ever wants to get like a real pretty drake, redhead or pintail, man, it's the place to be. It really is.
Oh yeah,
ducks get real plumed out down here. We've already shot some really stud ducks even this early in the season.
Right,
had a pretty nice widgeon the other day. Really, really pretty one.
I love shooting widgeon, man. That's a good duck right there too. Fun duck on the bay.
Yeah, awesome,
you know, they shot a couple days ago. He was just saying he shot a goose, and I sent that picture to my biologist buddy, and he said it was a snow goose. Yeah, he said it was a snow.
Ross.
Yeah, a raw. But wait,
snow goose.
Yeah,
I guess it wasn't full plumage yet or something.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out what it was. So he shot one. It's kind of small, a little bit smaller than a Ross goose. Snow.
Yeah, with a little bill on it and everything. Yeah, that's a Ross.
That's what we thought it was, a Ross goose. That's what we said it was.
Right.
And my biologist buddy, he came back and told me it was actually a snow goose, but I didn't really get the details of why. There was something on it that he decided that it was. He thought, but you know, you're right though that you know the hybrid species. But really, I mean, it's a lot of those. Terms are used for like plumages, birds in certain plumage phases and stuff like that, right? So blue goose, you know, whatever. And
I had a customer shoot a Ross Blue Cross one time. It was actually a Ross Blue Cross. That was pretty cool. A winkle head blues.
I mean, how do you find it? What is the true tail sign that's what it was? I mean, what was
you just know when you see it. I mean, you know, it's like, I remember one year Jack Emmon shot a goose, and he called the band in. Of course, the government wasn't closed in like it is now, so you have to wait till they open back up so you can find out.
We had a banded duck here just recently. We tried to report it, and the government was shut down.
Closed,
we couldn't see
what
it was. We shot a banded pintail just like our last hunt we just did, and we couldn't report it. I was like, God dang.
But that goose was 37 years old. That lady goes, sir, how long have you had this tag? And he said, this band. He said, well, I just killed it today. Well, that's not possible. That bird was banded 37 years ago.
Wow.
Well, he said, that's lady, really I cool. just killed it. So it was a snow goose. So
holy cow.
Look how many trips that thing made to the Texas coast. He had some flyer miles on him, buddy.
He's probably full of lead on the inside somewhere. He's got some tattoos at least, you know.
That bird's seen it all, man.
What, 37 years old? I did not realize that geese live that long.
That's
crazy.
People don't realize how long redfish live. They can live up to 60 years. That's crazy.
Holy cow.
It blew my mind when I found that out.
Wow, that's amazing. That's crazy, you know. Well, how long do ducks live on in general?
Man, don't get me lying on that one. I know they pair up and all of that.
I've heard stories.
I like them when they decoy real good. You can lay them down. That's my extent of duck hunting.
Yeah.
Knowing how to identify them, too, you know, that's a big deal also. That's why, you know, new duck hunters, they need to go with guides and learn how to identify birds in the sky. You know, seasoned duck hunters, they can look at all those gadwalls up there. Oh, man, here comes some gray ducks. We got pintails over there to the east. And, you know, people just know. But teal season is when it's nerve-wracking because, man, those young spoonies will get in with those teal because actually a spoonbill is a member of the teal family, and they'll fly with teal. You got to watch out during teal season for somebody not to pop a spoony, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough. You know, one thing that we're doing today, too, is we're taking Tucker out for his first hunt. So, he got back from the dog trainers a few months ago. We've been working pretty hard.
Right.
And so he gets to come out.
Oh, that's that silver lab you got last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We got a silver lab. Yep. And so I'm kind of excited to see how this goes. You know, one thing I didn't get a chance to do was take him around a bunch of gun. I meant to take him to the range a few times. That's the only thing I don't know about. He's good. We've been working. We've been bumpering. He's been coming back. He hasn't been jumping. You know, he's been on point. So, you know, I don't know, man. We're going to see if he's going to be a real hunting dog or not, or if I just wasted a whole bunch of money for
a
well-trained dog.
Well, maybe he's not only just a biscuit hound, he'll be a good duck dog, too. You never know.
Maybe. You never know. That's
so
right.
This is that dog's shot. First hunt.
First shot, yeah, first hunt. So, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm glad that Leaf is here because, you know, it's me, my wife, my daughter, and Leaf and his son, which, you know, we've hunted. Luckily, in my career, I've been able to guide some and also charter trips for clients on my other jobs and stuff like that. And I use Leaf a lot, so we kind of came full circle on this deal. But I'm glad he came because, I know I ain't gonna, you know, shoot very well, and my girls, well, we haven't been hunting in a while, so we need to at least shoot one or two ducks at minimum, you know, to test this dog out, you know.
So they get them in over the decoys for you, man. Just put it on them with that steel shot. If they're that close, you don't have to lead them or do anything. Just put it on them and squeeze it off, baby. Knock them down.
Oh, yeah. Well, shoot.
One bird to stay with it. I know y'all are pressed for time. Y'all got to go get in the blind and get your decoys out and all that good stuff. Man, it was good hearing from Leaf, man. I hadn't talked to him in years. And Cole, I'm glad you're doing good, buddy.
Yeah, it was good to hear from you, Mickey. I haven't seen you guys in a long time. Probably wouldn't even recognize you. I'm sure I
probably wouldn't, man.
You probably wouldn't recognize me.
Kind of crusty looking, man. Getting old, brother. Got a few barnacles I got to scrape off, but hey, it's all good, brother. Hey, Jeff, throw out your number and Leaf and Coles too. Y'all throw out your number. Somebody wants to give you guys a call and hook up.
Yeah. Of course. So I'm going to let Leaf and them go for it. What's your number?
All right. Ours is Texas Saltwater Adventures. You give us a call at 832-428-3340.
All right.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you, man, I mean, Cole is a prodigy. He's just like his daddy, man. And you know, you guys get in right now before he becomes too popular. You know what I mean?
That's it, man. Fruit don't fall far from the tree.
That's right. And you can call me, of course, anytime at 979-417-1013. And, Mickey, we'll see you next week. Hopefully I got Matt Smith. He swears he's coming again, so we'll see.
I believe that when I see it. You know? All right, buddy. Well, hey, y'all go shoot a duck in the butt. Y'all have a good time.
All right. Wish you later, Mickey. Thanks,
hey,
man.
Y'all take care. See you now. All right.
Bye.
Sound like they're going to have some fun this morning. They got a boatload and plenty of guns. Ducks are in trouble as they come in. That's a fact. Well, it is that time of year, and it's coming up on the top of the hour for our next break, and if we can get a hold of who we need to, we're going to talk to Lynn Smith next and see what transpires for the next 2 hours on the Outdoor Show. So you're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.